μυαλό. Πέθαν πατελό κουρού. Ο μαγιάννη πρες, ο μαερ μου κατές. Τρώει πομπίνον βέδου. Χωρίνει καρέχνιν ηλτέμνον. Τρώει κι ωραία ντεράει. Δίμον φύν, αμπράουτ μου δίνειν. Κέρδετ λάνιρ νεβόη.
Croeso and welcome to Tales for Wales, the pod that never fails to brighten your day with a trip through history, a sample of laughter, and most importantly, a taste of friendship.
I thought you were going to gear it towards, when you said trip, I thought you were going to be like, oh, because we're doing a road trip episode. But
yeah, just... that's the only thing we can really, I could really do. I thought trip and I thought, I can't bother to think of something that fits it possibly. So I went down a wholesome route.
We should probably start off by saying, yes, we're famous now. Yes, we had the good doctor
on. Oh, get over it, guys. Sick to death of hearing about it, you know what I mean?
Blah, blah, you're boring. We actually know we're kind of famous now. So we probably have some new listeners because the episode went live on, like for us, it went live yesterday. So for our listeners, probably like a week ago. But it probably means we have some new listeners thanks to the good doctor himself. So Croeso, yeah, welcome. Pull up a poo.
The doctor prescribed some famousness and we've been guzzling it down, baby. We've been guzzling it down. Yes. Watching those little analytics tick on up all over the weekend. It's been lovely.
Let me just cut the bullshit, right?
cut the shit now. We don't have to meddle with shit anymore.
This isn't a normal episode. We're going to recap a road trip that we did. But if you are new to the pod, just have a look through the back catalogue and see all our other more historical-based episodes to whet your whistle whilst we take a week to indulge ourselves. That's fair, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, I'd say so, mate. So, hey, mate, you don't need my permission to do anything these days. We're famous people now. We just do what we like, don't we?
We'll just get my people to speak to your people.
Yeah, you know, we're like the Gallagher brothers now. And we've just drifted apart. And...
yeah, we don't speak to each other unless it's pod.
Yeah.
There's loads of famous instances of that, and it's like Art and Garfunkel. Art and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. I think he's called Art Garfunkel, so that's why I got it.
That actually makes sense a bit then. Yeah. I was thinking Art.
What a stupid name though. And also Garfunkel. The uncle makes it sound like a little dope. I'm Garfunkel.
That's why they broke up. He's like, I want to start going by Art instead of Garfunkel, please. And he went, no, you picked Garfunkel. You're sticking with Garfunkel.
And even though, yeah, well, Garfunkel's a stupid name anyway, but I've said it too many times now where it just sounds a bit... It also reminds me of Garfield, drunk. So Garfunkel, all of that.
Totally Garfunkel?
Yeah, you're the John to my Garfunkel.
The guy who keeps you grounded. You just want to sit back, eat lasagna, and I'm always fucking telling you off.
Yeah, and you know how I feel about Mondays. You've watched that online essay about what the internet did to Garfield.
It's super interesting, mental. Actually. Yeah, madness, but interesting.
It's like what happens when people just meme things to death and just take like a very mundane thing like Garfunkel, you know, very well known, a very like what you call it, like very middle of the road in terms of like, you know, it's not apolitical, just a funny cartoon, and the internet fucking destroys it and makes it into really
and
dark.
Just skews it beyond recognition to something just completely different.
It's fun though, isn't it? It's a good documentary.
It was really interesting though. Yeah. Can you remember what it was called? I was just about to suggest maybe we'll link it in the notes or something.
I think it's what the internet did to Garfield. Let me just quickly check what the internet you watched a few of those things. Oh, yeah, it is called that, What the Internet Did to Garfield. And it's really well
highly
edited,
recommend
isn't it? By Super
Eye Patch it's really good. It's it's quite long one, isn't it? It's like an hour and a bit long.
Hour and 20, yeah.
And 20, yeah. It was worth a watch, though. I was transfixed on it. I couldn't believe the transformation
you've
Garfield.
You've watched some of the other ones like that, haven't you? You watch some of the, like...
I've done a few things, yeah. I watch all sorts of shit on YouTube, mate. A lot of it, though, I don't tend to remember because I tend to watch it after I've had a drink when I'm on my own. And then, so I don't...
A bleak sentence. Take it in. Ever
yeah, it sounds a lot sadder than what it actually is. I'm enjoying myself, don't worry. I'm not just sat there going, here we are, another night, me and YouTube. All right. And...
Yeah, you're doing like you're doing like pastor work or parish work, like it's hard work for you.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying a second of it. Just guzzling down rum while I fucking my life ebbs and flows away.
Also, I thought I'd mention, so my partner doesn't really listen to the podcast, and she was discussing with her friends in work, like, she says, oh, I don't really have a Welsh accent, because she's from Manchester, and when we met beforehand, she was expecting me to be like, oh, Feynman Sam, I'd love it, don't I? But I have, like, very kind of generic South Wales, like Cardiff, like, I've lived in West Wales and for uni and stuff, and like Barry's not massively Welsh speaking, is it? So like, I don't think me and you have a very strong Welsh accent.
No, I wouldn't say so.
But the partner, she was like, oh, so Emma's friends were asking her, what does he sound like then? So she said, oh, actually he's got a podcast, so I can play you a bit from the podcast so you can hear what he sounds like. And she just picked a random clip, like the most recent one, and it was she skipped forward a bit, and it was me saying, "I don't want you to make me horny by sending me porn," because you sent me that Welsh porn. Then she was like, "What are you on about on this podcast? Why do you watch porn?" I was like, "No, we don't watch porn."
Well, don't listen to the pod. You said you didn't listen to the pod.
You promised you'd never listen to the pod. You promised.
The parameters have changed since we started. It's no longer Welsh history. Yeah. It's full on porno analysis.
Yeah. So that was quite difficult to try and explain. And I was saying, I don't want Jack to make me horny.
Yeah, you're taking it out of context, quote out of context. I thought you were going to say, like, oh yeah, here he is now. And you go in, Balrog, Cumrag, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings have something vulgar.
Yeah, well, she said no one reacted to it, though. They were like just kind of listening to the voice and they're going, oh yeah, yeah, I suppose he does sound a bit of. And it's all like glossed over.
Didn't want it to get awkward in the office.
Yeah, the horny connotations.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done a pod in a while. I know this is like a fucking boring trend where I just go, oh, I've been ill. But I was on death's door for last week. So we postponed a few, but it's been a while. Do you have any classic segue anecdotes to entertain
not
the masses?
Really, not really. I was just going to talk about this past weekend gone. Speaking of being deathly ill, I was ill in the hangover variety all weekend, basically. For some stupid reason, me and Amy decided to get rid of 4 bottles of wine together on Friday. And as you'll know, Amy's not a huge drinker. She can't cope with the hangovers. So that was a great effort for her. But I woke up the next day and I was obviously in my drunken stupor. I was like, oh, get up with a dog. Don't worry. Just trying to fucking, I don't know, be the nice husband that I am. And then the next morning at like 7:30, the alarm's going off. I got to take the dog out for a walk. And I was like, I was so pissed still on the walk. I come across some old lady and she sometimes says hello to us. She got like a little sausage dog. I couldn't tell you what I said to her. I could have punched her in the face for all I know.
You
sausage dog walking little knobhead.
You sausage dog, fuck, get the fuck.
Yeah. Punting the dog away or something. Who knows what happened? I'm pretty sure it was very mundane, and she probably just thought I looked really, really fucking rough. And was slurring my words a bit. Yeah, dog walking. What's that like, eh? By then. But yeah, then on the Saturday, because the rugby was on and everything, and it was a Saturday, I was like, I'll take the edge off, bit of hair of the dog, and it did that thing. I didn't even drink that much. I felt better for most of it, but the next day it was like my body went, I've not even begun to process that second batch of alcohol you've given me. I'm just going to compound it on top of your hangover you already have. So Sunday was it was pretty rough. Well, I was a dog yesterday.
I haven't drunk at all. Well, actually, I had a rum. Sometimes they say like whiskey might be good for a cold. I don't know who's
you just tried. Worth a shot.
Rum might be good for the flu. It's my new theory. and it didn't help. But I do feel like I'm on the mend now, so I'm going to be raring to go for this for the weekend. And Wales are playing football this week, so that's always a pretty messy affair.
That's how you know you're feeling better, mate. When the idea of a bev afterwards makes you think, oh, yes, please. Yeah, then you know you're back to normal.
A sorry old sod. Well, should we get into this week's episode? Because it's as you can tell from our rather chilled intro. It's not a bigger historical moment. Rather, it was a historical moment in our friendship. It wasn't really. Just we were we made an excuse to go for a piss up in Wales.
Just an excuse to go away and just get rat ass together.
And what we had planned was, so should we start off with saying like what the initial plan was, then we can see what actually happened.
Oh mate, I was just gonna say, do we need to say a Patreon?
Oh yes,
producer.
Yeah. I actually had that written down here as well to say, and I just ignored it. So. We're trying to remember to give a shout out to our producer credits for those who sign up to the Patreon. It's a good time to plug the Patreon. If you head on over to our Patreon, there's a few different tier systems like £1, £5, and £10. And the £5 and £10 tier, you get 2 bonus episodes a month. And then the £10 tier, you get personalized album art, dedicated episode to your hometown. We turn you into a Welsh legend and make up a Mabinogion story about you after like 3 and 6 months after paying it or whatever.
There's all sorts of bonuses that are 100% worth every penny.
Every
so
dime.
Get over there.
And we have a bunch of people to shout about each week. We're going to give producer credits to one of the Daily members, which is the £10 tier. Do you know who it is? It's Dan Clark, I think, this week.
Yes, it is. Yeah, Dan the man. Dan Clark.
Dan.
It was a patron over Dan's house today. God, have we become predictable creatures?
Yeah,
just anytime this, it can easily be referenced to Peep Show, we'll just instantly quote it.
Yeah, I mean, in case you don't know why I mentioned Ramadan, then it's because it's a quote from Peep Show. I don't know what Dan's religious leanings are, but it's Ramadan, Dan's house.
But no, so, thank you, Dan. Yeah. Dan Clark, cheers, mate.
Clarky,
thanks for
where'd
being
you get your
a
shoes?
Part of
that's
our tailie. Wait, would you get that shirt, clean shirt?
Yeah. I was doing shoes for Clark's shoes.
Ah, that makes more sense. I thought you were just trying to segue into it. And I thought you'd misquoted it. And I was thinking, I won't pull him up on it. I'll just roll with it.
This is the kind of top-tier banter you could be paying for right now.
Yeah. You think it's a bargain getting for free? Try paying a tenner a month.
Paying a tenner a month, mate. And you get to live out the wild fantasies of Dan, old Clarky himself.
Sat there with his headphones in now going, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, as I just noticed, he's removed himself from the Patreon when this episode goes live.
Yeah, so hemorrhaging members.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Dan, you help keep the lights on. And
yes,
without the Patreon members, this would be a bit harder and more financially burdensome on your dear hosts.
Yes, talking about guys.
But for this episode, we decided to go to Mid Wales, and we had a list of places we're going to go to. We're going to go to Hafod y Garreg, which is the oldest building in Wales, and I think it dates to like 1402, and it was used as like a hunting lodge by Owain Glyndŵr, apparently. And we're going to go visit Ogof Llywelyn, which is like where the cave, the last native prince of Wales, slept in before he died. And I think we also plan to go visit like a bridge or something, and also a pub, which is like a quite a historic pub called the Seven Stars. Or,
That was historic. Just mainly for us, though. Yeah. Less for the pub, it was less the historical pull and more that they sold pints, and we thought, well, let's have a look in here, is it?
But to start with, we started off the road trip. I was actually we get a bit overexcited when we go for like one of these things, and one of us overdoes it the night before, or you don't have a good night's sleep. I actually was feeling pretty good.
We're both in good spirits.
I remember we were doing like a shop around Tesco's to get like our booze, and we decided to go for Rustlers to treat ourselves. You know, those dog shit.
We had the idea, didn't we? Because we went, we haven't had them in ages, and I hadn't had them since like, I think it might have been the last time we went on a road trip, actually, because then as well I went, I haven't had these since like uni. Yeah. Let's give them a try. Couldn't find those Rustlers for love nor money in bloody Tesco's. We were going up and down every aisle, getting more and more exacerbated
each
time. Because
so fucking annoying in there. They were all just
God, so slow. And so unaware of their spatial the spatial awareness was just non-existent.
Yeah.
And every time, you're stuck behind someone and you just look at each other and do the groan that you do is fucking hell.
We're trying to find our Rustlers. And we grabbed a bottle of rum. No, actually, we bought some rum, which was pretty dog shit, wouldn't it? We have to admit.
It was very whiskey-esque, wasn't it? And we're not whiskey boys.
It was a sad, as me and Jack aren't really whiskey boys. But it was called Morladron, which is like a keep it pirate rum. We always drink rum, but we try to make it Welsh based, so we got a Welsh one. But if you like whiskey and rum, it's probably the perfect drink for you. But we found it a bit too whiskey heavy.
Don't worry, Martin, we got through it, didn't we? There was no Morladron left by the next day. But it was, I've had nicer tasting rum, nicer tasting rums. And I'm a bit of a, I like a sweet rum, you know, like something with a bit of vanilla in it or something like that. I always
and this
hits
is more,
the spot for me.
Yeah, this was just not really our cuppa. And yeah, so we managed to get out of Tesco's, and that was hard work, but we were on the road, and really that should have been the
first sight.
We didn't
let a trip to a shop deter us, did we? We thought, come on, let's keep things light.
It did set the tone for the rest of for just how annoying things were. So like, we tried to find Havoc Garrick. I even emailed them in advance, and they're like, yeah, sure, come round, we'll show you the place. And we told them it was for the pod. And then we kind of like put it in the sat nav, and they didn't use sat nav instructions. They gave us fucking nautical directions. It was like, look westward bound when you see the
half moon. They literally did, didn't they? They said longitude and latitude. It was like, what am I meant to do with this? What is this?
You just might as drop well a fucking pin. In,
yeah, it might as well be sending directions in fucking hieroglyphs or something. I can't decipher this. I'm not a fucking boatsman, am I? For God's sake.
Cup your ear and hear the wind, and thou shalt follow thy dream home.
Put your ear to the mountain and listen to the steps of your brethren. What? Shit, fucking tell us where you
like
are.
Like in Lord of the Rings, for like Legolas or thing, he puts his hand on the ground. They're 4 days' ride from here. And so we finally found like this farm, and I was driving my dad's old car, which is like a bit of a wagon, and I had to go up this like it was no longer road. We hit
it was like a dirt track on it.
And that was quite stressful. And then we got up to this farm, and this dog came out and just started barking, and then it's like absolute nosy neighbor tried to come down and talk, and I was like, well, this isn't the right place, and I can't be fucked speaking to anyone. So we just drove off, and then we'd like went around a few places, but like every, do you know, I always find it weird, like country places are always house that have the houses directly on the road. Like, why not build it like a little bit back from the road, so you don't have to have cars going past you all the time? But this whole like village was on like the A40. I don't know, it's like one of the main roads in Wales.
And it's like A47. We're not far off the A47. Yeah. Is it?
So we're trying to find it, and you're trying to like pull over, but you're in a really busy, like you got pretty much a motorway.
And if you miss a turn, you know, it's like you can't turn around again for like another fucking 5 miles, because it's just one road. You know, it's not like being in a city where you just turn off here and turn back round.
Do a quick U-y.
It's everything. It's either straight road or maybe like a dirt track up to a farm or something. So we got very frustrated. We couldn't find it. And we said this before, and I think we touched on this the episode with Doc, that like these big historical things in Wales, you know, oldest building in Wales, you think that would have a bit of fanfare, a bit of like, here's a big sign to let you know you're getting there or you're almost there. There's fucking nothing. There really was nothing up there. We were just left with our longitude and latitude.
And that's happened. That's all we had. A bunch of things with this, trying to find Welsh monuments. So we should be the driving force to try and get better recognition for our monuments and places of importance. But anyway, we gave up. We were like, fuck this, right? We'll go to the next place.
Right, just to skip ahead, we gave up on that other guy, okay? We didn't want to drive around looking for it anymore.
No, so we did drive up and down the road a little bit, and then I was getting a bit stressed. So I was like, fuck this. So we thought, we'll go to the next place, Ogof Llywelyn. And we drove, and it was
our trip was no bad vibes, so we didn't want to just be like driving around bloody getting frustrated. So we just went to the next destination, onward and upward.
And the next destination, like we said, Ogof Llywelyn, and the roads were tiny, and as we got like closer, to be fair, Ogof Llywelyn, some kind soul has put up their own signs showing to where it is. So we knew it was at least in the vicinity, and I was going to drive up there. But the road was like, it'd been raining. It was a sunny day, but it was just like fucking a waterfall on the road, just constantly. And the road itself.
It was an absolute doozy of a pothole, wasn't
well,
it?
That when we saw up,
it was like someone taking a hammer to it or something like that. Just like deliberately trying to fuck the road up.
And if you stood on it, it would actually move. Like it was a proper like, and it was really up a steep hill, and then it was going to be a really tight corner. So we're like, all right, fuck it, we'll just park the car by this pub, and then we walked there, which took a little bit longer. But there were actual signs, and that was like quite easy to find. And then we had to go through a bit of a marshy field in like some farmer's field, and then. It actually like is well marked out and you can get there, and it was fucking class, wasn't it?
It was really good. I will say that sort of after the initial disappointment of not seeing Hafod y Garreg because we couldn't bloody find the thing, it was so cool to see the cave.
And
it's quite small, isn't it? But
yeah.
it's
quite cool.
It's really
in
good.
The sense that like you can it pays off a little bit more because you have to walk there. It's not just like drive, get out and go see it. You have a little bit of a walk, so you feel like it, and it reveals itself, and you're not too sure if you're going to find it, so you're just quite glad when you get there. But then when you're in there, some people have done like they've done at Llewellyn's rock at Kilmary. They put his coat of arms. It's weird. It's like it's probably like maybe like 6 foot by like 8 foot across.
It's not a lot of space, is it?
No.
And it's quite. What's the word? It's very low, isn't it?
Really
low ceiling,
yeah.
Sort of thing. Me and you couldn't stand up in there.
No, and we're like 6 footers, so like we're like hunched over. But we so like 6 foot long, and then like 8 foot across, and then probably like 5 foot height. But we'll add our photos. We'll put the photos on our Instagram.
I was going to say we'll link up some photos for it because it was so cool. There was some like people because it's been there for hundreds of years. There was. Like markings on the wall, someone's like engraved their name, and it's like from the
1800s. Yeah, there's
and
a bunch
like,
of like
they've signed
kids.
It, and with the date that they did it, you know.
Yeah, that's
cool. And
it's
to see it going back so far.
But
that was
it
really
looks
cool.
Like an actual like a house because like the rock is so square, and like the roof on top of it just looks like someone has made like like you imagine the Flintstones in the cartoon. It feels like it's one of their houses because it does look like a little person's house. But what was mad
I'm just thinking
was, like,
in the day of the battle, it's just wine battering on the door,
like a roadrunner feet. But when we walked in there, like I put my hand to cover my head, and like it isn't to be too like dramatic, but it felt like so poignant, and like all of a sudden I had like goosebumps, thinking shit. When he came into that cave, he would have put his hand there so he didn't bash his head, and I felt like oh fuck, I feel like I'm really, really connected to history. And you know, we've done like a bunch of we've done one trip. I visited castles, I visited like historical monuments, but you weren't 100% sure who's been in there, or you know, they're not sure exactly where they were because this room was so small, you were like, oh shit, he's been in here, and I've been into a room now where he's been in, which is like his significant importance.
Exactly, like you said, when you went sort of under, you touched like the kind of what you the equivalent of the ceiling, I guess, to get your head under. Yeah. Like it's in all likelihood, you would have put your hand exactly where Llewellyn and his men for that night would have put their hand. You know, it was like there was definitely an element of that was very like, although this is like real. Tangible history, you know, you could sort of feel it.
And we mean we're not the most serious, so I didn't say anything for a second, but when we were walking back I was like, that meant quite a bit, that like I found that quite meaningful in there. And you were like, yeah, same. Like I think we both found it more powerful, if that's not too grandiose a word.
Yeah, it was much more like a bit of focused history, like you said. When you go to a castle or something like that, yes, you're absolutely touching history, touching something that, you know, we say all the time, that touches something that someone 400 years ago touched or whatever. But this was like, because it was so, it was Llewellyn, you know, it was Llewellyn, and you know, that exact connection.
And it's a really small.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably butchering my explanation here, but you get what I'm trying to say. Is that it's more focused and a bit more, I don't know, more tangible.
And it's one room. It's not like, okay, you've got whole castle grounds or whatever. But you could picture, because you could only, even if he had only a handful of people with him, and other people might be staying outside or whatever. Because what we should describe it maybe it's on like a in a field. There's a raised ravine, not huge, but like a raised ravine that has like grass and rocks growing out of it. And in there is this little cave, and it feels like okay, he'd have his like close guard with him, and that's where he was to chill for the last night before he went to try and do his before he went off to try and well, they don't know why he went off, either to meet with the lords closer to that area to try and convince him to join his side, or to come to some sort of terms with the English before he was killed. But it did feel like, oh, this is the last place he's meant to have stayed, and we're in there.
He'd been waking up for you know, waking up for battle of these talks the next day, when, you know, a battle of Orion Bridge was happening the next day. So
it was good.
It was very powerful. It almost sounds like we're being over exaggerating a bit, but it was it was good.
It's the best place I've been into in terms of like feeling connected to a bit of history. So that was actually a good, that was a really like cool part. And then after that, we went and had a couple of pints in the pub watching the rugby, and it was one of those pubs where everyone looked at us when we came in. We're like, ooh, these fucking scallions.
Yeah, definitely. It was the old slaughtered lamb treatment from American Werewolf in London, and everyone's just looking like you're not from around here.
Yeah, and not seen it. another
oh, there you are. It's a great reference. So,
but I get the picture because it's how I felt. You know, it's how we. It was very much a turning heads. So I remember when we walked in there, like some old fellas were talking about how they'd been in a fight. I thought, you're only saying that because we've just rocked up now and you want to pretend you had. But then we sat down and everyone else got these like halftime sausage rolls, and we didn't say anything. And I thought, well, that's just going to be for them. And then some lovely old fella was like, here you go, lads, help yourself. And he gave us some of his. Then the barmaid came around and gave us a whole tray of sausages.
Oh, yeah, I felt accepted then once we got our saucy rolls. I knew, right, we're one of the tribe now. And then we went, well, cheers for the free food. We're off.
Yeah, we're fucking right off.
See you later.
But then we were going to go. So then we put in the. We decided to like call it a day. We had a good part of the pub. A good part of the Ogof Llywelyn. We've been to this like quite cool pub. We missed out on the oldest thingy, but we thought, all right, fuck it, we'll go to the Airbnb and do a little record. And what so I put in the sat nav for the Airbnb, and it took us like completely the wrong direction. Yeah. And we knocked on this like old house, and this absolute biddy. She was. And we were like, oh, hi, like we're here for the Airbnb.
Like the crypt keeper, wasn't she?
Yeah, there's been no Airbnb here for 1,000 years.
I was just about to say, I'm surprised when we got to the next place, she went, that old lady who lives up on there? No, she's been dead for 10 years. And we go, what? Yeah.
But we got in there, and she was, you know, when you ask like people for directions and you're not from the area, they're like, okay, so you know Gwenda's house, take a right at Gwenda's house. It's like, no, we're not from here. We don't know these landmarks.
Yeah, that's so frustrating. And go up to get to the picnic area, and it's like, what? We don't know what the picnic area is.
Then it's like, oh, it's like Eastward Bound. It's like, oh, you'll see the crows. You'll know the crows. Follow the crows. It's like, why? Just give us a fuck. Drop a pin, someone. So she said, oh, it's
place
not
a
this.
Stick in the ground at 2:03, and then whichever way the shadow goes, follow that.
Well, it's she said, like, oh, someone else has done this before, and they were looking for this place. So she kind of knew where to direct us to. And also, it was like in a valley where there barely anyone lived there. So she's like, oh, I know everyone. Mm. Name me the place. I'll probably know it. And so we told her where it was, and she sent us on our way. So that was probably 20 minutes away from the pub, and then we had to go 20 minutes back on ourselves. And then about 10 minutes past there, like through proper fucking like the smallest country roads I've ever done, and literally mountains. We're like in the Black Mountains, so it was just like driving up and down.
Yeah. It's so like, steep on it.
Floor was all like fucked over by tractors, so the concrete was all like smashed up. It was like the rain had like made it really intense, like really big hills to go down. And then we
didn't
found help, the second
we talked
place.
To like four like locals, didn't we? And they all said something fucking different.
Yeah, they're like, oh, if you go back that way. And literally, we pulled up another place. They were like, oh, no, that's not here. So that old bint told you to go the wrong way. We're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then she's like, all right, go this way. And then some guy was like, oh, you don't listen to her. She ain't got a clue. You've been stitched up a tree. And then we just go back and forth. Like this. Oh, it was just intense, wasn't it? And then we managed to call them. And I called the Airbnb because there was no signal whatsoever. And they were like, well, you should find like a farm, and it's called X, Y, or Z, whatever. And I said, oh, are you on WhatsApp? They're like, yeah. I said, oh, can you drop a pin? And she's like, oh, I don't know how to do that, Sonny. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Easy. But and also, if you're going to have like a Airbnb thing, you kind of got to be a bit more clued up on how to get people to where you are.
Well, we said that, didn't we? Like, if you're going to have an Airbnb, you need to type in your address, right? And if it doesn't take you there on maps, you need to then tell everyone who's coming to stay with you what they need to put in to get to your location.
Because when found she said a farm then, she... right by them, and if you put that in there, we get you directly to there. It was like piece of piss to get there.
Yeah, Cae Llwynog or something, wasn't it? It was called. So... And they they said, oh, we're right next to Kai Hlunong Farm. We put in Kai Hlunong Farm. It literally led us to their fucking front door. Yeah. So we were like, why didn't you? Could have saved us such a hassle. I think we were an extra hour and a half in the car. Yeah,
fucking
or something 90 like that.
Minutes it added to our journey. And yeah. they were so close. It was so fucking annoying. And then we decided to fucking sack off the podcast.
We
just get our
We absolutely
on.
Smashed a few cans, didn't yeah. we? We got to give us a fucking can.
Yeah. Yeah, then we rustled it up and we watched Dungeons and Dragons. Just got really pissed. But we then, did. So that was like a really fun night, and we did chat for it was what we probably went to bed about four, half four.
Yeah, it was a late one.
And then it was early checkout, like 10 a.m. checkout. But like I woke up about like half seven, so barely had any sleep. And I had to drive us back, and I was so pissed. Like I was like, fuck it, I'm not in a good way. And I was like, I can't, this isn't...
I remember saying when you were like, I'm pissed a little bit, and also I'm on the most fucking...
perilous road.
Dangerous road I've ever been on. It's not a great combo.
Yeah. So like we pulled out, and then when we finally hit like the proper road, because this were literally like dirt tracks, when I finally hit the main road, I was like, fuck, I got to pull over. I sound like anxiety attacks. And I was like, mate, I can't drive. So we managed to, I limped on to Bilth, which was like maybe 15 minutes away. And we pulled into Bilth, got some petrol. And I was like, Jack, I have to do something. And you were like, all right, let's get breakfast. And you kindly got me a belly buster breakfast, it was called, in this pub. Yeah. And Jack had a pint, which was mad.
It was a shandy. I didn't need to drive, so I was like, I tell you what, why am I enduring this suffering? Just get some fucking hair of the dog down me, that'll ease it. But then it was worse because it was just the one shandy. I got back in the car with you then, and it basically wore off, you know, within 10 minutes or something when I got in the car. So I was like, oh, that's made me so much
worse.
You
talk about it like it's some sort of elixir, like you're playing a game. It's like I've got this like health bonus that's worn off now.
It really is. I dare anyone to tell me that it doesn't work, right? And I know it's a slippery slope, and I've fallen down that slope many a time myself, where you have a few to take the edge off, and you go, oh, I quite like this. And then you just repeat the same thing, and the Sunday's a fucking mess then. But if you just have a few, tape yourself off, you can get through without having to suffer a hangover. Yeah. It's not the healthiest thing, I imagine. A doctor probably wouldn't advise it. But
Jack's top
through
tips.
Anecdotal evidence, yeah. Purely anecdotal, it works.
Yeah. I was going to say, but when we were there, I was like, I was feeling really, really ropey. And like, I said to you, how good would it be if we just booked a new Airbnb in Bilth for the day? And we could just have a few pints, get a Chinese, and just like be done. But we both had our partners to go back to. And I said to my partner, I was like, when I come home, please give me no hassle. Like, I just want to be able to be
hungover. I cannot deal with it today.
Yeah, just nothing, no hassle. And of course, there was some hassle when I came back. I said to her, I was like, no, just nothing. Like, I'm not doing anything. I told you before, like, I'm going to have today as my hangover day. Like, usually, me and you are pretty good with our partners, aren't we? Like, we do a lot.
Yeah.
And we're always like, I know. I think we're very considerate partners, if we don't say so myself. Yeah. But I was like, no, please, I'm just going to be like, let me just wallow. And if I didn't have to go back to her, I was so, so keen for me and you just to call on the Monday.
The best thing was, we were sitting there, we were going, right, like, oh, it'd be great. Wouldn't it be great if we called in sick tomorrow and just had another day out? Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it? And then there was a pause, and I remember you went like, it's only like £90 per night if we were to stay here. I'm just looking up. I'm not saying we should do it. And it's like, it was such a in the air of, oh God, we could, couldn't we? Especially when I had my shandy, I was like, ooh, this
could
be
perfect. Because like, I could have just sat in the pub for a little bit, wait until I felt less awful, have a few jars, get into the Airbnb, get a Chinese, watch a film, laugh it. And then I could
watch like comfort films and shows, you know, things you've seen a million times that we know are going to get a laugh out of us.
And then, that would have been good. But we didn't. The siren call of partners.
Alas, we had to go back to our stupid relationships back home.
But I felt a lot better after the food. Well, I felt safe to drive after the food. And we were there for a while. Like I waited till I was like, you know, okay to drive. And we head off, and then we were so quiet until I said, oh, should I put a podcast on? And we put on this funny podcast called Total Reboot, which is an Australian podcast where they like compare the original film versus the reboot film. And we did The Mask of Zorro,
Yeah, that was good. That perked us right back up.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. But then on the way home, I didn't get in the right lane, and it added about an extra 30 minutes of dropping Jack off and getting back to me down the bay. So the journey was like, I think we left at 10 and I got home at like 3:30, maybe
it's
a bit
long
later.
Road home.
And it should be an hour and a half journey, max.
No, it's a long road home, but we made it, mate. We made it.
Yeah, that was tough, though. I think next time we do go for a 2-dayer and just have a more chill one on the second. Cause then also,
if we're not going to go for a 2-dayer, let's just go to Cardiff Castle and then go back home.
Well, we did say next time we're going to do like a proper mic'd up. So, because we thought it would be more fun. Like when we were trying to go up the hill and it was quite stressy because it was like all the road was broken. When we were trying to find the cave, like the road was completely smashed up and it was really watery and it was a bit tense and full on. That would have made better audio than us saying, oh, it was quite scary actually. So we think next time we're going to just record it all whilst we're doing it and then edit it as like a better way. But we thought we'd still do this as a way to say that we think things should have better signage and you should go visit Ogof Llywelyn.
Yeah, highly recommend Ogof Llywelyn. And the pub down there is great as well. What was it called again? The Seven Sisters? I think it was Seven Stars, wasn't it?
Yeah, nice little pub down there.
Very nice.
Yeah, Seven Stars in Aberdeen. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, check out Llywelyn's Cave. Worth it if you're a history buff or Llywelyn buff. Yeah. Go check it out. It's good.
But that's it for this week. We'll come back with a proper episode next week. Keep sharing with your friends. If you could drop us a review, that'd be incredibly helpful. Like drop us either write a review or drop us 5 stars. It just really helps us get up the old chart arenos. And Dylan Brandor, thank you for listening.
Cheers all. Ta-da.